You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now we have a story from our partners at the San Quentin Prison Report.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
What does San Quentin and Silicon Valley have in common? Geographically, they're pretty close, but otherwise, they can seem pretty far apart. Well, two venture capitalists are looking to bring them together. Chris Redlitz and Beverly Parenti have created a program to bring tech opportunities and coding skills to inmates preparing to leave San Quentin. It's called The Last Mile. At the annual demo day, guests from the tech world come to hear business pitches from the inmates in the program. San Quentin Prison Report producer Lewis A. Scott brings us this audio postcard from the event.
I'm MC Hammer, and this is Hammer Time. I like supporting the community, and as a community, it is our responsibility to lift each other up. Hope and a second chance, that's what it's all about.
My name is Azrael Ford, but everybody calls me Big Az because I'm a giant. And I'm 6'4", 280 pounds. Somebody told me about The Last Mile, an entrepreneurship program that taught inmates like myself about the tech world, you know, create ideas, develop the ideas, and then share those ideas with people from the tech industry. Right when I heard that, it clicked. I was like, that sounds like the program that I want to get into. I'd been a bully and I had caused a lot of hurt in the world. And now I wanted to give back. I wanted to stop that cycle. Imagine how my story about being a young person who became a skinhead and ended up going from the schoolyard to the prison yard would have an effect on young people. Schooligans is online social community where high school kids come and they build their own profiles that allow them to share their personal stories and likes of maybe experiences they dealt with bullying or some of the peer pressure aspects that come up in life, you know, like drugs or teen sex, cheating on tests, ditching school, and get information about the truth of negative behavior.
Brent Choate, Superintendent of the Office of Correctional Education. It's inspirational because it gives me meaning and purpose, because that's what I do in my life, is promote educational programs and opportunities for people to better themselves and change and become employed when they're released. So graduates of The Last Mile are kind of like the culminating activity of what I do. I start with people when they're learning how to read. And then they go through the various programs and get prepared for something like this.
My name is Cheng Kao. I am the founder of Vocal Lock. The reason I came up with Vocal Lock, I use a firearm and I kill someone. And that's the reason I'm incarcerated. Vocal Lock is a gun lock that claps on the trigger housing to prevent firing. It recognizes the owner's voice and it has second layers of protection to require the owner to say either a passcode or a password. The primary reason for the gun owners' reluctance of purchasing gun locks or securing their firearms is the amount of time that it takes to unlock defeats self-defense. Kids were saying that, hey, you always look out for my interests. You always tell me not to hang out with the wrong guys. You always tell me to be careful of this, be careful of that. But why would you keep your guns unlocked in a shoebox? Keep it safe. Keep it ready and keep it vocal locked.
My name is Samuel Hearns, and I am the founder and creator of The Village. The Village is an online service that will help accelerate and coordinate the rescue of missing people. This was inspired by my father's story, who was kidnapped as an infant and held captive for 5 years. And I felt like this was an opportunity for me to do something to help others. The app will actually track where people are placing the flyers. It will make sure that the most populated areas have been covered with the flyers. It will also track by way of GPS on the volunteers' phones what areas have been covered, so that if there is a missing area, the coordinators can contact the team leaders and direct them to those missing areas.
Gavin Newsom, Lieutenant Governor of California. All of them had a cause that was bigger than just making money. And that's the one thing that stood out for me that was the most profound and most important. And it was all about connecting a life story and one's their own narrative to reconcile something, not just their own journey in terms of trying to right the wrong, but also looking forward and trying to have an impact broader, more broadly in society. This world we're living in now, going mobile, local, social, cloud, the white waters of change are so rapid that people literally outside these walls can barely keep up. And for folks here that have been, you know, incarcerated for 10 years, you know, 10 years ago, Facebook didn't exist. Twitter was still a sound. The cloud was in the sky. 4G was a parking space. LinkedIn was a prison. Big data was a rap star. None of those things existed. And now they're ubiquitous in our lives. And so in this world where it's no longer connected, but hyper-connected, this stuff is absolutely fundamental to being able to survive, let alone thrive, when people are out of San Quentin.